6. I put side 1 and side 2 into GarageBand and brought them together. I call it the 12-inch version, although there never actually was a 12-inch version. Lee Eldred, how's your love life? Yeah. It's like mine. Oh, never mind. At TMI, as my girlfriend likes to say. Anyway, we opened that set up with First Class, a group called First Class, 1976 recording called Candy. Brown Sugar, after that on the Capitol Records label. The Sound of Philadelphia from 1975, a track called I'm Going Through Changes Now. The group called Tenderness followed that with Gotta Keep On Trying. It was a new edit from one of the greatest editors of all, Joey Negro. Can't get enough of his stuff. Can't get enough of that funky stuff. Wasn't that the name of the song? The Jones Girls, right after that, a track from 1980 called Back in the Day. That's a phrase that's gained a lot of capital in the past decade or so, back in the day. It started as most of the cool phrases do in the black community, worked its way into Whiteyville, and so America uses it now, back in the day. But that's a black term, and the black community gets credit for that one. Back in the day, the Jones Girls. My name's Jim Botticelli at 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, it's Jim Botticelli anytime, but right now we're at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:01 to be exact. You're listening to WMFO Medford. We're freeform radio at Tufts University. The name of this program is The Sugar Shack. We're on every Friday. Every Friday. We start at 9, and we don't know when we end because we're supposed to go to 11, but for the past 2 or 3 weeks, no one's come in at 11 because it's the summer, and I don't know. There's no dedication to radio anymore. I just don't know. So what I do is I just keep going. So I could be on all the way up to 1 o'clock because I believe the next scheduled program is at 1, but I can't absolutely vouch for that. At any rate, if you're listening and you want to contact me or the show, it's jimmybotticelli@gmail.com. JimmyBotticelli. 2 T's, 2 L's @gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Just put WMFO in the subject line, and I'll get right back at you. Otherwise, there's really no way you can contact me, nor can I contact you. If you're there. It's Friday, we're getting ready for the weekend. And trying to warm you up. So I rolled out the Technics 1200 turntables. And I want to do a little mix for you right now. See if you enjoy this one. Try to get some exercise in, maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are 7 acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to be entertained by the 8th, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jimmy Botticelli.
This is one you don't hear often from Diana Ross. Called Brown Baby. Check it out.
Thank you. the days of instant romance and the nights slow goodbye. That was the time when party was lame, and then you got wise to all my life.
Jones on caviar,
caviar.
You were very young, like butterflies,
like hot butterflies. Line on by, we didn't realize. But
You're inside the Sugar Shack with me, Jimmy B, banging the tribal drums with Ray Barreto, covering a Stevie Wonder tune you may recognize, Pastime Paradise.
just can't put it aside, baby. Doing it cause it feels so good. Oh yes I do. Doing it cause it feels good. Doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it cause it feels good. Cause it feels good. I can't give it up. Can't give it up. Can't let it go, baby. Oh, 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 baby. It feels real good.
Great Gwen McCrae. Overlooked and underappreciated, but boy, could she pipe. Gwen McCrae, when it comes to loving you, I just can't stop. Amazing set of pipes on that lady. Left behind an impressive body of work, too. Before Gwen McCrae, we had Ray Barretto. Doing it. Pastime Paradise. Pastime Paradise. Stevie Wonder tune from, I think, the Fulfilling This First finale or Songs in the Key of Life. I'm not sure which LP that came out on. In the background, you're hearing Young Holt Unlimited, instrumental version of Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, the song that made the Spinners famous. Well, not the only one that made them famous, but they are famous for that one. And before that, the OJs, Gotta Give the People What They Want, from 1975. Eddie Kendricks, my favorite falsetto vocalist, ex-Temptation in the mid-70s, working on his own with He's a Friend. A little bit of gospel soul. Rocco Careri before that in a cover version of Hot Butterfly, a song that was originally sung by Luther Vandross in, I forget what year, Hot Butterfly. Anyway, a new version from Rocco Careri from Italy. Respectable version, too. And Diana Ross in the first place, Brown Baby, a song not generally associated with her. It's always good to hear something you don't know as opposed to the ones you hear all the time. At least that's the philosophy of this show. This show is called The Sugar Shack. I'm Jim Botticelli. I'm here every Friday from 9 a.m. until whenever. I could go all the way up to 1 o'clock. I'm not sure yet if somebody comes in to relieve me or not. So stay tuned. Hang in there. We got plenty of music for you. If you like soul, funk, disco from the 70s and 80s, this is the place to be. Weekend warm-up time. We're looking ahead to a good weekend. The weather's supposed to be spectacular. So we're going to get you warmed up a little bit more with another 12-inch record mix. Let's step onto those wheels of steel.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are 7 acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to be entertained by the 8th, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jimmy Botticelli.
Hey, that's me, Jimmy Botticelli. Glad you tuned in. Reach me at jimmybotticelli@gmail.com and listen to Ecstasy, Passion, and Pain. Good things don't last forever.
Confusing me.
an old dance floor packer right there. That's Thelma Houston, 1976, Don't Leave Me This Way. Originally done by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, but she got way bigger with it than they did. Jim Botticelli in the Sugar Shack, WMFO in Medford, Tufts. All alone up here in the station. Not a soul in sight. Just my turntables and me. Trying to bring Teddy Pendergrass in the mix. You can't hide from yourself. But you knew that. Everywhere you go, there you are. Like that. Let's get funky. Okay, let's see if we can bring this one in. You'll recognize the JB's riff. James Brown's backup band. Yeah, here we go. Okay. Funky time here on the Sugar Shack. WMFO Medford, Jimmy Botticelli with you until whenever. We'll just keep going.